The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
There is a crime spree happening in the state's, one of the state's top prisons, because this is an interesting story, because it looks like the prison sector has been hit by the same problem that's afflicting the hospitality industry, the health sector, and of course the mining industry as well, a lack of workers.
Exactly right. So this is what the Prison Officers Union is saying, that jails are just desperately understaffed. And they're saying it's creating a toxic work environment for guards. On the weekend, there were two prisoners from Casuarina, which is a maximum security prison, who set fire to some gas barbecues and some bins. Now, the Department of Justice says there was no fire damage to infrastructure and no injuries. But as a guard, I imagine that would be very confronting and very difficult to deal with. Like, if I was a guard and there are two prisoners setting fire to things in front of me, that's scary, that's dangerous. And if you're understaffed, that's even more dangerous. So I can see why it would be creating the toxic work environment. I mean, a worker shortage anywhere is difficult. In jail, wow, next level.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, even if this, you're talking about a cafe and, you know, they were down a couple of baristas, like, it does create an environment where people feel disgruntled. They feel like they're doing more work for not any sort of increase in pay. It does create a toxic workplace. And when, as you say, it's happening in a prison where there's literal danger every day, and you're guarding some of the worst criminals in Western Australia, I just don't know how you fix it, right? Like, it's, I don't know where all these workers are going to come from, because it's every sector of the economy except for the media, unfortunately. You know what I mean? I was talking about this to somebody the other day. We work in the one sector where there isn't really an undersupply of workers. Like, there's a lot of people out there who would like to be journalists. The university courses are pumping out hundreds of them every year. There's not enough jobs to go around. And so if I was a barista, I would go to my boss and say, hey, like, pay me 50% more or I'm going to work at the cafe next door. You probably get it.
Yeah. It's a rare time.
Can you imagine
where
if we tried to do that?
Yeah. Like, bye.
Yeah, just like, don't let the door hit you on the way out. There's like 100 people who will take your job.
Yeah,
it's sad. But you certainly feel for the prison workers, and no doubt the union is going to get involved, and the government is going to have another problem on their hands when it comes to workers in WA.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.